The Labor Party will form the next New Zealand government after striking a surprise deal with populist New Zealand First. The National Party had failed to win enough votes to govern outright, and New Zealand First, with 7% of the vote and 9 seats, had the power to choose who would govern. It has gone with second-place Labor to form a coalition government. New Zealand First leader Winston Peters waited for a televised broadcast to reveal his decision to everyone, including Labor. He says he has chosen a party he can work with.
We had a choice to make, whether it was either with National or Labor, for a modified status quo or for change. In our negotiations, both National and Labor were presented with that opportunity. Working together, cooperating together for New Zealand. That's why in the end we chose a coalition government of New Zealand First with the New Zealand Labor Party.
The Prime Minister-elect, Labor leader Jacinda Ardern, is set to become New Zealand's youngest leader since the 1800s. She says she feels deeply honoured.
I feel extraordinarily honoured and privileged to be in the position to form a government with Labor at the lead. I want to thank all those who gave Labor support throughout the election and through this period of negotiation. We campaigned hard on issues that we believe strongly on, and now we take very seriously the responsibility that we have to deliver on them.
Ms Ardern has asked Mr Peters to become Deputy Prime Minister and will now begin forming her cabinet. But she will head a minority government with a combined 55 seats to the Nationals' 56. That means she must rely on a confidence and supply deal with the Greens' 8 MPs. Ms Ardern says she feels her party can work well with Mr Peters and New Zealand First.
The vast majority of these negotiations have been about the things he wants to deliver for New Zealanders. I absolutely respect that. We've found a pathway forward to do that, and I have no doubt that we will work together in a respectful relationship and with the goal of delivering for all New Zealanders.
Ms Ardern has promised her government will honour its election commitments. They include greater environmental protection and reviewing trade negotiations, including the Trans-Pacific Partnership. The announcement of the new government has unsettled financial markets, leading to a fall in the New Zealand dollar. With a 9-year reign and policies similar to those of New Zealand First, the National Party had been seen as the most likely choice for Winston Peters. Outgoing Prime Minister Bill English, in a measured reaction to the news, says his party has left New Zealand in great shape.
We're proud, and I'm proud, that we have left, as an outgoing government, left New Zealand in great shape by any international measure. It is a more confident country with more aspiration, particularly as it recovered from the global financial crisis.
Mr English has offered congratulations to the incoming government.
We wish the new government well in taking the opportunity that we have, which is a generational opportunity for New Zealanders to build on the economic strength, but also deal with long-standing issues that New Zealanders want to see dealt with.
In Australia, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull and Foreign Minister Julie Bishop have congratulated Ms Ardern on her victory. Ms Bishop has also dismissed talk on Twitter of tensions with the Prime Minister-elect, calling it rubbish. In the campaign, she accused New Zealand's Labor Party of colluding with Australia's Labor Party to produce information on Barnaby Joyce's dual New Zealand citizenship. She accused New Zealand Labor of conspiring to undermine the Turnbull government. But Ms Bishop has now told the Nine Network any issues with the party have been resolved.
The fact is, Ms Ardern gave an explanation a couple of months ago about the behaviour of a New Zealand member of the Labor Party, and she said at the time that his conduct was wrong, it was unacceptable, it should never have happened, and that he shouldn't have become involved. And I accepted her explanation, and I agree with her absolutely.
Ms Bishop says she looks forward to working with the new government.
I congratulate Ms Ardern on her election as Prime Minister. She's the Prime Minister-designate of New Zealand. We have a very strong and deep relationship with New Zealand, and I'm looking forward to working with the new government.
That left it to Employment Minister Michaelia Cash to take her best verbal shot at the new government on 2GB Radio.
The last time the Labor, Greens and Independents formed government, it didn't end well. Obviously, it is a decision for the New Zealand people, but certainly I would say that Bill English and John Key did an absolutely outstanding job in turning New Zealand around.